Microsoft co-founder Nathan Myhrvold is a chef, photographer, author, and scientist known for pushing culinary boundaries in his award-winning books and innovative photographs. His latest exhibit, The Photography of Modernist Cuisine, is on view at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. Joining me now is exhibit co-curator Melissa Lukacs. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
So, Melissa, let's begin with a definition. What is modernist cuisine?
There's two definitions of it. It's a term for a style of cooking. Oftentimes, people refer to it as molecular gastronomy. It's also the name of a series of books that Nathan Myhrvold has written with his team at the Cooking Lab. It's a five-volume book plus a recipe manual called Modernist Cuisine, The Art and Science of Cooking. And it was followed by Modernist Cuisine at Home, and then a photography book, The Photography of Modernist Cuisine.
Wow, he keeps busy, huh?
Yeah. You know, it started as a simple project, and he realized that there is a lot to say about the art and science of cooking, and as a result, it has led to an entire team of chefs, scientists, photographers, and editorial team devoting time to pursuing how we can advance the culinary arts.
What was challenging for you in curating the images?
We found a couple challenges. One, we are photographers, chefs, and an editorial team first, not photo curators. So putting together an exhibit was a great new challenge, but something we really enjoyed. And then second, we actually had a whole set of appliances that were cut in half. So an oven that was disassembled and meticulously cut in half so you could see what it looks like inside the oven, or a Weber grill. And we wanted to send those on the road so that people could see them firsthand. So we had to figure out a way to fortify them so that they could travel the country. So in the exhibit, you will find both photos of these pieces of equipment and culinary tools cut in half, as well as the tools themselves.
Now, how many photos did you comb through before crafting this menu of 50 works?
Over the course of several years, you know, hundreds of thousands of photos were taken. And then for the photo book, we had narrowed it down to several hundred. And then again, we went through that process to narrow it down for the exhibit.
And what was compelling about the photos that you chose for the exhibit?
We looked for images that really did provide viewers a new view of food. We included photos of different ingredients such as beans or raspberries, shot at such a close level that you're actually able to see details that you would otherwise not be able to see, using a technique called macro photography. And then going a level deeper, using a microscope to show on a cellular level what different ingredients such as vitamin C look like. So there's actually two cabbage images. One shows your typical Savoy cabbage shot from above, but you'll notice that the leaves slowly transition from being yellow to a dark green. And, you know, the reason for that is really quite simple. The deeper green tone comes from access to sunlight, whereas the, you know, inner leaves don't have that exposure and are thus more pale. And then with red cabbage, you're able to see this undulated surface of the cabbage leaf that looks like it could be something that Frank Gehry did, but is not an architectural piece. It's just a natural leaf of red cabbage.
And what about that hamburger?
The levitating hamburger basically takes your traditional hamburger and allows you to see each of the individual components. We've done that by levitating it. So you see the beef patty suspended in air as well as the tomato. It really does make for quite an impressive view of something that oftentimes we just order off a menu or make in our backyard and may not necessarily think about.
How do art and science collide in these works?
Oftentimes, art and science are seen as being at complete opposite ends of the spectrum, you know, with science being very formulaic and art being spontaneous. But the reality is that science is the language of the world. Food is just naturally beautiful, and when you understand how food cooks, why it behaves the way it does, why, you know, oftentimes it even looks the way it does, then you're really able to be really creative. And through these photos, Nathan hopes to show people that the science of the culinary world is quite beautiful indeed.
Exhibit co-curator Melissa Lukash, thanks.
Thank you.
New Orleans cooking, it hits the spot every time. You know it fills me with joy, got oyster pourboire and a glass of homemade wine.
The Photography of Modernist Cuisine, the exhibit by Nathan Myhrvold, is on view at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, 1504 O.C. Haley Boulevard, through February 29th.